A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. Feeding the 5,000. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming towards him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy food for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who has come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. The word of the Lord. Now, as I get older, cooking a meal for 5 is quite taxing, even though once it was a piece of cake. Cooking for 50 and providing a meal for 50 is just beyond my capacity on my own anyway, let alone 500, which would be a big banquet affair. 5,000 for us in this small country is a bit impossible to imagine unless it's at a game of sport of some shape or other, and there are fish and chips and pies and things available at stands along the way. So this meal for 5,000 people, in one way, sounds a bit daunting. Could put people into a panic, just as it did Philip and Andrew there at the start. They wondered what on earth Jesus was thinking about. And perhaps Simon Peter's brother, saying there was a boy with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, was just sort of joking, never realizing what Jesus was about to do. But the first thing Jesus did really was call on his close friends to get going and distribute the bread, and afterwards to gather up all that was left over. And there was a lot left over. So part of the being fed and part of following Jesus is actually being pressed into service, sharing what is available and cleaning up afterwards so there'll be plenty for the next meal, or can be given to other people who are still hungry. In our world today, they tell me that there is enough food available for all to have enough. And yet, we keep being quoted these statistics that say there are about 1 million people every night going to bed hungry. So is it that the systems are breaking down for the distribution of food and resources? Or is it that there are not enough people being pressed into service? This gospel passage is used always and preached upon as being the sign and symbol of our current form of Eucharist. Lots of the elements of our Eucharist are based here on this parable. The bread used, the bread that the boy was carrying, was the bread of the poor, made of barley. And apparently the fish was the word used means some sort of pickled fish, titbits of fish that are eaten along with the bread. So it was not the banquet style, elaborate form of serving that was being done in this feeding of the 5,000. It was giving everyone adequate at the lowest level. The other thing we know is that whenever people share a meal together, it helps build community. Fragmented families are a phenomenon of our society today, and yet the other part is meals and restaurants, takeaway food, rapid food, all of these things are another phenomenon. Bargains at the supermarket and bargains someplace else. These are all another characteristic. And yet it's societies and families that prepare the food together and eat it together and wash up together, clean up together. They're the ones that seem to build the strong family links or the parishes with strong community ties and friendships. There's something about the sharing of the meal and the building of community. And that happens within our Eucharist, our Sunday Mass. We get to know the people who are there. But are we blind sometimes and keep focusing on elements of the Mass without looking at that bit about, go now, you are sent forth at the conclusion of the Mass. Go now to those who are hungry, whichever way they are hungry. Go now and serve those in need of hearing the Christian message, the message of Jesus, that life is good, the love of God is everywhere, if we can just avail ourselves of it. Go now and open your eyes to the people round about, the goodness of the people, the need of those who are struggling. So Jesus, continue to nourish us as we endeavor to do our bit.